I find this connected to the story that I would say is my underreported story of the week, which is the big possible tectonic movements of federal education policy. I know that that sounds really abstract, but in Congress right now, there has been and we've been talking about this literally for going on 8 years right now, because this No Child Left Behind law has been in desperate need of reauthorization. No one likes this law. No one wants to see it continue, but nobody can agree how to fix it until maybe this week, including Washington's Senator Patty Murray got together with the Republican chair of the Education Committee in the Senate, in the U.S. Senate. And they came up with a compromise to change No Child Left Behind. And one of the pieces of that was there would be a lot more flexibility granted to states in terms of how they judged how teachers and schools were doing, how they rated that using tests. And the statement that the Republican chair put out is that this compromise, he said, quote, should produce fewer and more appropriate tests. Hmm. So, I mean, and this was an issue that we sort of heard about. It kind of flared up on Monday. This is a huge deal. This
I thought that was
going to
be a huge story this week. I'm not. I got to tell you.
And that is what I think is this is all about. There's MAP test in here. There's a little bit of Common Core revolt in terms of the concerns over the tests. But I think this is about what they're talking about in Washington right now. How do we do testing in high schools? And I think that what we're hearing from parents is this isn't how we do it.
I think ed nerds are just in heaven this week.
Oh yeah.
Well, as long as we've moved into Olympia and our underreported stories, Tanya Mosley, what's your underreported story this week?
Overall, I feel like I'm very disappointed in coverage of the legislature and what's happening there. And very specifically, I was very much interested in what would happen with this bill regarding cell phone use in cars. Prior to it making it to the legislature, we'd heard so much about it. We'd heard that because we all know it's a big issue. People driving, using their cell phones, not only just to talk, but to surf the internet, to text. And while it is illegal to text and drive, there wasn't specific language that spoke to that in using it in your hand and actually texting while driving. And also surfing the internet, also using it for maps. Right. So I thought that this would definitely be a step forward in us having clearer language.
Yeah, there's been such a drumbeat about this.
Absolutely. Like there was a drumbeat and it died. It died right away. And I was out of town last week, so I came back and I wanted to see what happened. And all I saw was maybe two or three blurbs that it had died in the legislature and now we're moving on. Well, what happened? That's what I want to know. What happened? What were the things in play that actually made this die when we were talking about it so much? I think there just needed to be more reporting and overall more reporting what's coming out of the legislature in general. I mean, I just feel very hungry for more information about what's happening there.
On that note, Josh Feit, your underreported story?
Well, my underreported story relates to the legislature, and that is that Governor Inslee came out swinging for a cap and trade to raise $1 billion for the budget to essentially put a chit on carbon and have big polluters pay, and big fanfare about that. And of course, it didn't make it into the Republicans' budget, but it also didn't make it into the Democrats' budget. Here's this major environmental push by the governor, the leader of the Democratic Party, and the House Democrats, where they have a majority, did not even put it in their budget. Now, I talked to them both. I've talked to both House Democrats and the governor's office yesterday, and they both say it's still in play. We have talks. Members had questions about it. But what I found interesting about this is in one of the larger issues in the legislature this session, the transportation budget, the Democrats just trashed the Republicans for being not conscious of environmental problems, and particularly they put on a poison pill that prevents the governor from instituting low carbon fuel standards. So here they are with an opportunity to at least put some environmentalism in the bargaining table, and they just bail.
Huh. Yeah. I think it's interesting to cast this event, like you say, it's still in play, but how it's not been a starter in the political scene in Olympia right now. When you look at Inslee as a candidate for future office, I mean, I think you really have to ask the question, what is he going to run on you know, if he decides to run for re-election. And I think that this is one of those things that it's his signature issue. He wrote a book about this. And this is something that he tied directly into the McCleary decision, how we're going to fund education, how we're going to fund mental health, and how we're going to deal with transportation issues. And this is sort of where we are with this right now, is questioning whether or not it's going to be in play as the session goes down the home stretch. And if I were Inslee's campaign people right now, I'd have to be sort of tallying up as substantive looking a list as I can get together of what he's done that I can campaign on. What are going to be what's a voter issue that I can put in front of the public and say, this is why I deserve four more years. Mm.